You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots game day. We squeeze in a little hockey talk. We go right to the guest line with our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how are we doing today?
Perfect, thanks. How are you guys making out?
We are tremendous. When do we stop being surprised that the Bruins keep winning games? Is this just who they are? Are they a pretty good hockey team, better than we expected?
They're better than we expected, yes. Or, you know, and I think that was pretty easy, though. A lot of people expected them to be dead last in the league, and that just wasn't going to happen. With the David Pasternak's of the world. I think this, you know, where they're at right now with their 11-7 record, you know, I thought they would be a team that got over NHL 500, a team that was competing for a wild card spot all the way to the end. And that's kind of where they're at right now. I don't think we're going to see the 7-in-a-row wins, 6-in-a-row losses. I expect this to even out at some point where, couple wins here, a loss here, a couple wins here, and get back to kind of that cadence. But again, when you're in the NHL and you've won 7 in a row, you want to win 8 in a row. You don't want to get off the tracks because it can go quickly the other way, as we've seen already just this season.
Razor, wanted to get your perspective on Morgan Geeky's development and just what a great start to the season he's had. 16 points total in 18 games. He's got 11 goals. He's been, I guess, nothing really short of dynamite thus far. Did you see this kind of season from him, and what do you think has been key to it?
Yeah, well, he showed us last season, and I'm super happy for him that he was able to get off to a pretty good start and not have to deal with the question marks of, are you this real player? You signed a big contract, et cetera, et cetera. So huge for him to get off to a good start this season. And he's one of the few guys, there's not many guys that can beat goalies, National League goalies, with their shot. And he's got one of those shots. And just what the confidence that he's built in the 12-month period to the chemistry that he's built with David Pasternak, the two of them read off each other so well. And when he's open, he can score and he can shoot the puck. So that's what we're seeing. And there's nothing that he's doing now that isn't repeatable for the next 55, 60 games.
So, Razor, you mentioned Geeky and Pasta getting together and the chemistry there. How about on the D pairing with Zadorov pairing up with McAvoy? How important has that been to this team settling in, helping the goaltending, everything that's gone into this successful streak?
Yeah, it's huge. And that also coincides with Hampus Lindholm being in the lineup. If he's not in the lineup, you really can't put those two together. You have to build a little bit of depth in your back end. But with Lindholm in, you can put those two guys together. Nikita Zadorov's had a fantastic season. He really brought what he was playing like at the end of last season into this season. And then when he's with Charlie, it just makes them both more comfortable and gives them both opportunities to make more plays and shut down the top offensive lines in the league.
Your perspective on Lorai, do you think he looks any different since Sturm kind of managed the situation and shook things up? And do you think he's actually improving? Because it seems like thus far, like when Marco has, you know, put in Corpusalo over Swayman, like he's had the magic touch thus far. Do you think that's going to apply to Lorai?
It's for two games. For Mason, this is more of a long-term thing, right? This wasn't like a Casey Mittelstadt where you're sitting a veteran just to, you know, open his eyes a little bit, need a little bit more from you. This is more of a development issue from Mason Lorai's perspective and what you need to do on a nightly basis to be consistent. So through two games, no question. Tonight's another night for him. Tonight's another night. This is the place where he ended up starting to sit out. So, you know, if you're a player, you have some pride. You want to get back at these guys for that as well. So it's been a really nice two games for Mason and you know, just keep developing and keep building your game is the message for him.
NESN analyst Andrew Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. You mentioned Pasta, and he got the 401st goal the other night. Can you put into perspective for us, if we're not exactly hockey historians or whatever you want to call it, just how good is Pasta?
Yeah, he's great. He's a superstar. He is flat out superstar. He is right there with all the greats that have ever played here in Boston. And, you know, you never want to predict the future in pro sports, but I mean, it's pretty easy to say and look at the track record and say he could be the all-time winning or all-time goal scorer in the Boston Bruins history. That's heady stuff for this franchise and 100 plus years of the team being around. So I think what's so impressive, I think everyone has a lot of respect for David, is how he's developed his game, not just being that shooter. He's becoming an Ovechkin, where he does a lot of different things and can play physical and goes out and play makes and just does a 200-foot job on top of scoring goals. So he's a superstar and this is going to be an all-time Bruin. That's where we're at already, and he's not even 30 years old yet.
Boy, that is music to Bruins fans' ears, calling him an Ovechkin. But that's, I mean, it's really, really hard to disagree with. So for a team right now, you know, 18 games in, 11-7, ahead of expectation for sure. It feels like this stretch, they have a really tough next four games. Tonight against the Senators, then you're in Montreal, a Saturday night at 7 o'clock, doesn't get much better than that. Then you host the Hurricanes on Monday, and then Wednesday across the country against the Ducks. What would you like to see out of those next four games to sort of prove to yourself, any Bruins fan, like, okay, this 11-7 start was no fluke. Like a couple of points, win at least two of those. How do you want to see them come out of this little gauntlet of four?
It feels like you're doing that every 2 weeks. You're looking ahead and saying, wow, that's a tough schedule for all teams across the National League. And I mean, how cool is this going to be on Saturday night? Bruins, Montreal, the two top teams in the division, Hockey Night in Canada. Like, we're going, it's been a long time since both of these teams have been at the top of the division playing each other on a Saturday night. So I'm pumped to be in the building in Montreal Saturday. But I think it, you know, you get through these three games, these Eastern Conference teams, mm-hmm. where they're real four-point games. Like, you're playing playoff-type games already this year, you know, already. Everybody is through the league because of the way the schedule is set up. And then you get to go out west. And the out west, San Jose is no slouch. Anaheim's one of the best teams in the league. LA is always tough. So those are the West Coast trips are real difficult this season. We saw that when they went to LA and Colorado and Utah. And then they got a bump back in Utah with the Islanders on the way out. So I guess, you know, 500 is probably a good number, I would say, you know, at the end of the day, because it is tough. But the way these guys have been knocking points off, I'm sure their expectations much higher than that if you broke it down with them.
Razor, I read a pretty detailed feature the other day in The Athletic.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About Morgan Geeky and his sticks and his tape job and color of the stick and, oh, they don't make that color anymore and guys freak out. Is that normal in hockey? Are guys that particular about their blades and their sticks and everything that goes in? Were you that way? Are goalies that way? Is it different for scores? Can you give me a little more insight into that?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't say definitely not everybody. Everybody's not pretty. There's some guys just tape my stick and give it to me and I'll score with it. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of other guys though, especially the big thing nowadays, right? And as you get older is the models and the new technology and things changing. And a lot of guys don't want to change what's worked for them already. And that's where you get it. Nikita Kucherov uses a stick that they've got to go find and he goes through a bunch of them. And I know that was in that article as well, where you're looking for sticks, you're searching. Linus was searching for skate blades a couple of years ago. There was only a few that he could find and he ordered all of them. So there's guys that like what they have and technology moves along, but they don't really want to follow that technology. Myself, I was pretty open to changing things to a point. But no, definitely not changing companies mid-season or changing companies if I had a good year or, going that way. I had the same stuff basically my whole career.
Last question. I wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on alternate jerseys or alternate sweaters. I saw the Bruins all rocking the Patriots' new rivalry jersey, the Nor'easter, looking pretty sharp on McAvoy. Do you like the alternate jersey phenom? And also, did you ever have like a favorite Bruins sweater?
Well, I love the Pooh Bear, the old school Pooh Bear, the yellow one. I thought the white one was pretty sharp too. I know there's you either like that or you absolutely hate it. That's pretty binary, the Pooh Bear. But that was kind of my era, and playing the afternoon games wearing the Pooh Bear in my first couple years in the league was awesome. I love the original six. So I'm partial to them messing around too much, but completely understand the business of selling jerseys and taking interest and getting social media clicks, etc. So I get it, but at the end of the day, I'm taking the original six original jerseys and running with those.
All right, Razor, I'm not even going to ask for a prediction. We know the Bruins don't lose, so what's the point? You're just going to tell me they're going to win because that's all they do. All right, man, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Love it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, brother. You too.
That was Andrew Razor Raycroft comparing Pasta to Ovechkin. I feel like some people may push back
excellent.
On that, but that
no,
was.
I don't know, Andy. He's having a – he's got 401 goals, and he's just like right now in the wheelhouse of his prime.
Absolutely. So good things, all good things with the Boston Bruins. Up next, all good things. Ted Johnson joins the show here on WEEI Afternoons. And we get to our three-point stances, and if you want to think I'm a homer about the Boston Red Sox, well, stick around, and you'll think I'm even more of a homer because I am more excited than ever what I'm hearing about this offseason for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.